Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. If I don't yank my headphones off here, Laura Turbide's here. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We're going to focus in today on year-end giving and the work of the Finger Lakes Health Foundation, and we have a brand new first-time person to do that with.
We do, and I'm so excited because, as everybody knows, the Finger Lakes Health Foundation is near and dear to my heart as well. So I'm very, very pleased to be able to share that here we are at the end of the year. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you to all of the people who are out there who've already donated and who understand the value of committing and investing in our local healthcare and making sure that we're still here for generations to come. People very often don't realize how critical it is, but Finger Lakes Health Foundation supports the capital, programmatic, and sort of ongoing needs of both Geneva General Hospital and Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital, along with Living Centers North, South, the Homestead, and all of our services. So we really are grateful to everyone who's already made their gift. And with that, I'm thrilled to introduce a new colleague who has joined us at Finger Lakes Health within our division. Has the director of development. Her name is Helen Kelly. She just began in October, so we have brought her in at the busy time of the year to begin making connections, meeting people, and helping just share the stories of Finger Lakes Health and why their gifts matter. When people out there who are listening and other people who just hold it in their hearts make a gift, whether it's in honor of a caregiver who took good care of you, whether it's memorialized someone. So we're going to hear a little bit more from Helen, but she's joined us from Syracuse, where she's got a fundraising background there. And as you can imagine, coming in, our community has been super welcoming, and we're really grateful. So I hope that Helen will tell you a little bit more about herself, and then we'll talk to you about what we're raising money for now and how we still need people's help.
All right. Helen, good morning. It's good to have you here.
Good morning, Ted. Thank you for
having me. I enjoy our regular friends that we've known for a long time, and we also enjoy meeting new people. So a little bit of background about yourself. Laura said you came by way of Syracuse, so just tell us a little bit about you and how you wound up in fundraising work and then at Finger Lakes Health.
Okay. Well, I'm actually originally from the East Coast, Rhode Island. By way of Boston, by way of the West Coast, I ended up in Syracuse almost 30 years ago. Most of my experience was in retail and sales, and I found myself needing to get out of that at some point in the early 2000s and realized that I had transferable skills of relationship building and sales and just a love for my community. And got into fundraising again in the early 2000s. I was with a private Catholic school and with Legal Aid in Syracuse, and saw this opportunity here and realized that one of the most important things in a community is are the individual's health. And without strong healthcare system and without healthy individuals, you can't have a thriving community. So I wanted to make sure that I could bring my skills to support this wonderful community-owned health system.
So you mentioned having a retail background. Mm-hmm. How is it different between retail selling a product and direct fundraising appeal for a nonprofit organization?
The difference is that when you are selling a product, people pretty much know what they're looking for. Or about what they're looking for in retail, and they just seek out usually the best price and the best quality they can get for that price. In fundraising, it's matching people's interest in giving back and in feeling good and in making a difference and making sure that their needs are met through their philanthropy.
So tell us a little bit about, Laura touched on it a bit, but the foundation and what it's all about and what it tries to do.
So the foundation is, as many are probably aware, given the climate now in healthcare, it's challenging to be able to cover our operating costs through reduction of reimbursements and et cetera. And so the foundation is there to fill the gap, make sure that we can cover those costs, to make sure that we can be robust and continue to provide high-quality, cutting-edge healthcare, and also to be able to expand our services and keep up with the newer technology and equipment and programs and provide what our community needs. So the foundation is there to support that as well.
And it's certainly made possible, as you can imagine, we say a sort of small but mighty team. One of the things that has meant so much to us is so many community groups who support our foundation. So everyone from the Geneva Rotary Club has given grants out that have helped our child care center. The Penny and Lions Club has for many, many years sponsored a golf tournament to help support scholarships for cardiac rehab. Our cardiac rehab program does their own. And our three auxiliaries, Geneva General Hospital Auxiliary, Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital Auxiliary, and Taylor Brown Auxiliary. Taylor Brown focuses very much on things that would never be possible otherwise for the residents of Huntington Living Center. Everything from programming, companion pets, beautiful gardens, beautiful outdoor furniture, computers for them to do projects and learn and be in touch with family. The Geneva General Hospital Auxiliary has done a lot more projects, everything from our capital projects to helping raise money for 3D mammography right now. Soldiers and Sailors has helped raise money for Medic 55. Soldiers and Sailors has helped raise money for things like, very recently some equipment in the emergency departments there, through time, things like the renovation projects at Soldiers and Sailors. All three of them right now have some holiday events going on as well, where you can either do it's called Festival of Stars at Taylor Brown, it's called the Pinecone Memorial at Geneva General Hospital, and Let Their Light Shine and at Soldiers and Sailors. It's basically a holiday tree where you can dedicate an ornament, a pine cone, a light, etc., with a donation. So go on Facebook, you can check it out. You can go on to our website and learn more. But any one of the auxiliaries welcomes your help right now. But I really just want to emphasize, so much of what we do isn't really us doing it. And it's really people who have benefited somehow. Either they've had a loved one in long-term care, they've had someone at the hospital and they recognize, or they just realize. I want to certainly give a shout out to the Dave and Brenda Rickey Family Foundation.
Yeah.
They made not only possible our emergency department that everyone can see if they drive by and see that that place there to serve us 24/7, but they were the lead gift for 3D mammography this year. And 3D mammography not only is being brought to Geneva General Hospital, and literally we are seeing our first patients with that new equipment right now, this week. So we're celebrating that.
Wow.
We'll have an open house in February. It's huge, as you know. And then we're also beginning to raise money for Soldiers and Sailors to ensure that we have the exact same standard of care there. We're still looking to raise money for a prone biopsy table to be able to do biopsies with that 3D technology here at Geneva. So the needs don't end just because the 3D unit is being installed today. Geneva is still raising money for mammography for other pieces of it. So we can talk more about that too. But without question, all of this is possible because of people who see the value. And as Helen said, got connected with something that matters to them and felt something.
And by the way, you left out the rocking horse drawing at Soldiers and Sailors.
Oh, yes, I probably did.
I know these by heart.
I was just going to say, come over. I got a seat for you at work as soon as you get done here.
I do them every day on the community calendar, so I know them by heart. So December 14th is the drawing for that beautiful rocking horse from Wayne Linthicum from North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you.
You are it.
I better watch out.
I'm just going home.
Right?
I'm Mr. Finger.
Our work is done here.
So let's talk about one of the things, I've talked about this with your predecessors, is people see Geneva General and they see big shining buildings, mm-hmm. and they see expensive equipment and they say, you guys have all kinds of money. What do you need me for?
Right.
Is that part of what you do, is that educational piece?
Absolutely. And as I mentioned, the healthcare industry as a whole is being challenged to be able to support these community owned hospitals. Our reimbursements are getting smaller. We have a much larger gap between what we actually bring in revenue and what we can bring, to expand our services and to keep those shiny places going and get the top quality professionals, nurses, doctors, et cetera, to be able to attend to their patients. All of that costs money, and those coffers are being stretched.
And as you say, it's a very odd and difficult business model where you don't know, your revenues are highly dependent on laws and
exactly.
things that are out of your control from year to year.
Right. So we just plug along, and we just hope that the community will continue to support us, continue to see the value in making sure that we can have the health care that they deserve right here in their backyard.
Let's talk about some of the ways people can give. There's obviously you can write a check, mm-hmm. you can set up an ongoing gift, but there's things like estate giving
yep.
and stock transfer.
Correct.
and even real estate and things like that. There's a lot of creative ways that can be done.
IRA I'm sorry.
rollover things
thank
people
you,
can
thank
do.
You.
Can, yeah.
And as you said, stock, there's bequests, there's we can work with anybody, and it there's checks and cash, which we also accept. If anybody wants to talk more about it or wants to learn more about it, they can go to our website at flhealth.org, or they can call at 315-787-4050, and we can chat through what options there are for. I'm happy to go out in the community, meet people to discuss as well. So,
and a lot of it is, like you said earlier, it's finding that spark. Maybe right. Someone had a relative who had mammography or went through various treatment or services. So it's finding that thing that's just going to make somebody go, yes, right. I want to do this.
And we all have to be concerned about our health care, all of us. It's something that touches everyone. So I would think that there is a story behind everyone, and it's my job to make sure that resonates with people and that they understand that they're really making an impact when they make a gift.
We talk a lot in these interviews with all kinds of different agencies around here about the generosity of people, not just in Geneva, but throughout the area. I'm sure you're probably experiencing that already.
I am really astounded by what I'm seeing, even comparative to Syracuse. Sometimes I feel like Syracuse is a large city, but there's a lot of redundancy of organizations, and people are stretched to give to several. But I'm finding that here, that people are not only friendly and welcoming and honest and open, but they're also very, very philanthropic. And I'm happy to be able to take advantage and enjoy the community in that way.
And I also think it's so important. I always want to give out a shout out to our own employees. Our own employees participate in an employee campaign. We raise about approximately $600,000 a year, split between the Geneva General Hospital Annual Fund, the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital Annual Fund, and something called the Finger Lakes Health Fund. Finger Lakes Health Fund can go anywhere to unrestricted to the area of greatest need. If you give to Geneva, you're giving to Living Center North, Living Center South, Huntington, or Geneva General Hospital or other services. And then for Soldiers and Sailors, it's Soldiers and Sailors and the Homestead. Thanks, of course, the Strizzi family had been incredible this year at an event at Abandoned Brewery. They hosted a beautiful event to help raise money for the Homestead. So we have so many countless people, but also our own employees. Our own employees last year were right on target for about 80,000 of that 600. So you can only imagine they give. Sometimes it's a dollar in an envelope. Sometimes it's $5 of paycheck every week recurring from their paycheck.
Wow.
And I will just say it shows that they believe in what they're doing and that they recognize that we don't get to set our prices. We don't get to be able to even, in essence, recover what we've cost, what the event has cost us, or I'm sorry, what the care has cost us. So thrilled to say our employees, we usually go to them first and say, we can't go out to our community unless you've stepped up. So I just want to say thanks to our own staff for always stepping up, but also for our community to realize that our employees believe in what they do, I think makes a difference. So, and again, those bequests, it doesn't have to be your full estate. You can give a portion. We are grateful every day when we receive information from someone who's included us in their planned giving.
Well, and thanks to everyone from Dr. Acevedo on down for bringing these programs that we get to talk about every 2 weeks that are unique to a city of this size, and for people not having to travel to Syracuse or mm-hmm. Rochester or Buffalo to receive health care when they can get those services right here.
Thank you for always recognizing. Yes. I'm telling you, you are our best ambassador.
I'm trying. Thank you both for being here, Laura. Thank you as always. Do we have one more visit this year?
I think we do.
Oh, of course we do. Yeah. It's only December 4th, so we'll do all our year-end stuff then. And Helen, thank you. Welcome aboard, and
thank you,
I'm sure
Ted.
We'll talk in the future.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you at Rotary this week.
Great.
All right. Thank you both. We get healthy with Finger Lakes Health once again at 8:52 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.